Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey, North Point, I hope that you are having an incredible day. Whether you're watching at home or at work or in your car, I want you to know that you're not alone. God sees you, He loves you, He cares for you, and you are so incredibly important to Him. Well, this is Mother's Day, and at North Point, we celebrate all women on Mother's Day, because regardless of whether you have birthed a child or adopted a child or are legally responsible for a child, every single woman on the planet that follows Jesus is called to be a spiritual mother to others. Now, that sounds really scary and maybe like a word that you haven't heard before, but being a spiritual mother means that you care about someone else's journey and that you're willing to sacrifice your time and your energy to help walk with them along the way. And you know, that's something that all of us can do. All of us have a next generation. I love watching my kids play together and have so much fun, and they're different ages. And they are discovering even now that they have a responsibility for the next generation. My sweet little Juju, she's 7 years old, but she will volunteer with our baby village as a junior helper because she wants to be a part of serving the Church of Jesus Christ, but also of impacting the next generation. So no matter what's going on in your life this Mother's Day, I want you to remember that you're called to be a mother to others, to empower, to encourage, to equip the next generation to do great things for God. You know, I always like to say that we're all here because we all have a mother. And of course, that is completely true in the natural, but it's also true in the supernatural. We had people who were willing to come alongside us and to help us to grow and become. So, to all the ladies, happy Mother's Day. God has so much for you, and I believe that this message is going to encourage you and impact your life. Well, this is the year of application, and as a church, we have a mission. In fact, we have a mission that we like to say together. Why don't we say it together right now? Our mission is creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. And then this year of application, we are taking what we're learning and we're putting it into practice. And so we've been in this season that has gone through almost half the year where we're going through our house habits. And our house habits are the pillars that uphold our mission. And the first four are all about connection. They're all about how we connect to God and to others. We live on, we love big, we protect unity, we honor consistently, all about connection. And then the next four are about transformation. Because we don't just want to say that we believe, we also want to allow God to transform our lives. And so we lean in, we get into the posture for progress, we grow intentionally, we hold the mindset of progress, and we embrace discipline, which is our practice of progress. And of course, we practice honesty, which is one of the most difficult things that any of us will ever do in life. And now we're in the very first of our last four house habits. I can't believe it. These are our impact habits. And it starts with this: we lead out. We lead out. And this is what I want you to remember. You are a leader. You are a leader. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you are a leader. The Bible talks about in Romans 12, too, that we are changed by the renewing of our mind. And another translation says, let God change your life by changing the way that you think. All of us throughout our Christian journey have to change the way that we think so that we can begin to think more like God. The Bible says that His ways are higher than our ways, that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so if we want to become like God, then we have to learn how to change our thinking. God will literally transform us into a new creation as he changes the way that we think. And one of the most fundamental flaws I think that we can have is to think of ourselves as not a leader. To say, well, other people are a leader, but not me. I'm just a follower. It doesn't matter what your position in life is. Every single one of us are a leader. And Philip likes to say it's because we lead the most important person in our life every single day, ourselves. But what I like to say is there's always someone who is taking cues from you. You don't know the way that your impact, the way that your posture, the way that your words, the way that you lead yourself is impacting someone else. So many times it's so incredibly subtle. You know, I've noticed that even with my kids. I'll bring different babysitters into our home. And before long, I will notice that my kids have adopted their mannerisms. And maybe that babysitter wasn't really meaning to be a leader. They were just meaning to kind of fill a gap or take care of something. But they need to have a mindset of a leader because they are literally leading my children. They're affecting the way that they act. They're impacting the way that they think. And wherever you are, whoever you are, I want right now for you to let God begin to shift your thinking and remind you that you are a leader. Well, Destiny, I mean, is it really that everyone? Yes. And this is another reason why is that the Great Commission applies to you. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Wow, that's for every single one of us. And then it says, make disciples. Well, if you're going to make a disciple, you've got to be a disciple, definitely. But you also have to accept that you are a leader. Disciple makers are leaders. And if Jesus' followers are disciple makers, then that means that when you chose to take on following Jesus, that you also chose not just to be his follower, but also to be a leader. So as we go through this first house habit of impact, I want you to keep that mindset on. You are a leader. And this first house habit is one of my favorites. We lead out. We lead out. Because if we are leaders, we have to talk about how we lead. Sometimes people think that leadership is all about just telling people what to do. In fact, that's what the disciples thought in the Bible. They said to Jesus, they said, which one of us is the greatest? And Jesus said, you are not going to be like so many of the other people in the world who judge each other by hierarchies, but rather, hear me, whoever is the servant of all in your midst, whoever is the one who's willing to serve everybody is going to also be the greatest. So when we say we lead out, we don't mean that we are the boss. We don't mean that we're the one who gets all of the glory. No, that's God. But we lead out means that we're willing to take on the responsibility of servant leadership. That's why at North Point, whenever you come to serve on a team, we don't call you a volunteer. We call you a servant leader because as Christ followers, that's what we are called to be. We are called to be servant of all. And sometimes, I think most of the time, one of the most important parts of being a servant is being willing to take on the burden and the pain of leading yourself well, leading your family well, leading teams well, and leading into the gaps. Well, the very first thing that we want to talk about when we talk about we lead out is we lead out of who we are. We lead out of who we are. That's why this habit is after we talk about connection and transformation. It's because we don't just want to lead out of trying to be like somebody else or trying to fake it or all these different things. No, we want to lead out of who we are because it always comes through. Now, does that mean that you have to be perfect in order to be a leader? Absolutely not. We all have incredible issues. But it does mean that we have to be aware and honest about the issues we have, and we have to lead out of who God has created us to be. You know, there's a lot of people who are really into environments and being able to make beautiful spaces. And I love beautiful spaces. I love being in beautiful spaces. I love eating in beautiful spaces. But creating beautiful spaces is not really a gift that I have. I have to lead out of who I am. I'm really good at making people feel comfortable. I'm really good at figuring out who might be friends with who and introducing people and all of those kinds of things. And so when I walk into an environment, I'm not going, oh, okay, we're going to paint this blue and we're going to put up a mirror here. I'm looking at the people and I'm trying to help them to feel comfortable and to connect them. Well, Destiny, why does that matter? It's because I know who I am. And I know who God's called me to be, and I'm willing to lead out of who I am. I'm not just wishing that I was someone that I'm not. Can we all grow and improve? Absolutely. But we have to lead out of who we are today. And what's incredible is that the Holy Spirit empowers us to do more than we ever thought that we could do. He empowers us to step into the gaps around us, but we still have to carry that humility of I'm going to lead out of who I am. I'm going to first let the Holy Spirit confront me, change me, transform me, turn me into who He wants me to be, before I ever step into the role of trying to lead someone else or tell someone else what to do. So it's beautiful. We lead out of who we are. The next thing is this, is we lead out together. We lead out together. Sometimes leadership can sound like such an incredibly lonely proposition. Well, I'm just out here leading out. Absolutely not. We as a community, and we as the body of Christ, lead out together. The Bible talks about the body of Christ being an actual body. And it says, you know, some people are the head, and some people are the foot, and some people are the hand, and some people are the eye. And why would you resent someone who is different from you? Is it saying that certain functions aren't important? No, it's saying every function is important, but every member is different. So we don't compare. Instead, we lead out together. As a church, this is so incredibly important to us because we're here in this incredible city that has so many different churches, has wonderful churches that are very different than us. And we don't want to just lead out by ourselves. And so when we're looking to fill a gap in the community, we first look to see if someone else is filling that gap. And we say, hey, can we join you on your mission? We don't have to have our own thing. Instead, we can join with and support someone else. For example, our outreach team just got to go and be a part of Cumberland Farms, which is an incredible urban farm. It's absolutely amazing. It's community-based. And we were looking to do something in this area, and we thought, well, who is already making a difference? Who can we join with? And so we joined with them to do something good for our community. That's what leading out together looks like. It looks like looking around and being able to join with someone, not just creating our own thing. Sometimes we think that leadership is just creating our own thing. Leadership often is identifying awesome partners who are trying to do the same thing you are and joining your efforts with them so that you can have a double and a triple kingdom impact. Isn't that exciting? So we lead out together. I love this because there's two sentences that one of my mentors gave me that kind of fit with this. One is move with the movers. Don't get discouraged about the people in your life that aren't going the direction you wish they would, that aren't on your team, that aren't willing to move forward with you. Look for the people who are and move with them. And the second sentence is invite someone on the journey. Invite someone on the journey. Don't go alone. Instead, if you are going to pioneer, if you are going to join with somebody, invite someone else on that journey. My grandfather was a pastor for over 60 years, and he was known in this city for his hospital ministry. And by hospital ministry, this is what I mean. He would go and visit all of the hospitals almost every single day, and he would pray for people. He never used the elevators. That's what he was known for. He would go up and down the stairs and up and down the stairs. But I've talked to so many people who he invited to go with him on those hospital runs. He didn't do anything profound. He didn't set up a program. It wasn't a formal internship. He just said, hey, will you come on the journey with me? And it impacted, changed, and transformed their lives. Who are you inviting on the journey? If you're going to lead out, don't do it alone. Let's lead out together. The third thing is this. We lead out into the unknown. We lead out into the unknown. Life is scary. And I think we've learned over the last few months that anything really can happen. But when we're confronted with the unknown, we fall back to the level of our training. We fall back on our housed habits. And we choose that we're just going to continue to lead out. We're going to continue to say yes. We're going to continue to show up. You know, what's funny is that sometimes the unknown is in your house. Because as our children, if you have kids in your home, as our children grow and evolve, every single stage is an unknown. And we have to choose to be brave and to stand up and to lead out into that unknown, to continue to have the conversations, to continue to confront, to continue to love, to continue to shape, to continue to do all of those things. We lead out into the unknown. Maybe you're going into a new job and you're going, man, I don't know if it's going to be okay. Hey, the posture we've decided that we're going to carry as a community is that we will lead out even unto the unknown. So even when you walk in that new job, we walk into that new school, walk into that new relationship, we can walk in confident, knowing that Jesus goes with us. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God. Another scripture says that he is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Why does that matter to leaning out into the unknown? It's because the unknown often feels very dark and cloudy, but we serve a God who is able to even make the things that are unclear, clear. I'm not talking about giving us necessarily a 5-month or a 5-year plan. I'm talking about making our step in the moment clear and allowing us to walk with confidence. I was talking to a leader recently who was walking into a very hard conversation with somebody that they loved. What I told them was this: you can prepare, and that's a great thing, but ultimately you have to trust that the Holy Spirit's going to speak to your heart and allow you to lead the moment. We lead out into the unknown, not just in our home, not just in our own lives, not just in our own roles, but also we lead out into the unknown in our communities. There's a lot of gaps in our community. There's a lot of pain in our community. There's a lot of people who are dealing with really, really big issues in our community. And we can't be afraid of those issues. Instead, we have to choose to lean in to those issues. Now, there's kind of a feeling of, well, I'm helping them. What we have to understand is that God has called us to love our neighbor. That means that anyone that we are helping is part of our neighborhood. They are part of who we are. We are gathering together, right? And so we lead out into our community. We look around in our community and we say, what's the big gap? How can we make a difference? One of the things that we value here at North Point is our education community. And so we try to fill in the gaps, whether that's delivering meals for after school activities, or whether it's providing uniforms, which you can be a part of. We are doing more new uniforms this year than we have ever done before, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. Or whether it's just encouraging teachers and encouraging educators and making sure that if they have certain things that they need in order to be successful, that we are their first ask. That's what leading out into the community means. It's not just always having our own thing, but it's supporting and adding courage to those who are standing in the gap for our city, for our kids, for our schools, and for our future. We lead out into the community, into the unknown moments, and then we lead out into the unknown when it comes to our world. We believe in the mission of Jesus Christ being taken all over the world. And as a church, you make a difference every single month through your generosity. You are helping church planters in unreached people groups. You are helping people establish wells for villages in areas that are incredibly, incredibly difficult to reach. You're supporting missionaries in Vietnam and in Malaysia. You're supporting campus missionaries on Louisiana college campuses. You are making such a huge difference. And then when you choose to take a step into the unknown, to go into something that maybe you aren't comfortable with, to learn from someone that you are not like, that is what we're talking about as a community when we say we lead out. We lead out. We lead out of who we are. We lead out together, but then we're willing to be brave and to lead out into the unknown. Well, we have been ending every single sermon with an acrostic for lead. And I think that's great because, of course, this is our We Lead Out habit. So it fits perfectly. And the L stands for learn. The L stands for learn. And this week, I want you to take away that you are leading somewhere. You are leading someone somewhere today. You are leading someone somewhere today. In other words, you are a leader. You are a leader right where you are. That's the thing that you need to take away. You are a leader. And then evaluation. Our E is evaluation. What area of your life have you been hesitant to lead out in recently? Maybe it's in your home. Maybe you haven't been willing to just step up and have the hard conversations and make the hard decisions. Maybe it's in your job and you haven't been willing to give your best because you feel so vulnerable and maybe you're afraid and things are uncertain. Maybe it's in your community. Maybe God has shown you a gap that is difficult and you know you're supposed to lean in. You know you're supposed to foster that child. You know that you're supposed to help out with that project. You know that you're supposed to help out with that system. You know, and you feel it in your heart. But man, you're scared because you're thinking to yourself, there's so many unknowns. What area is that? What area of your life have you been hesitant to lead out into? And then the application is this: take one step forward. Take one step forward. Schedule that difficult conversation. Call that minister or that person who's working in the area that you want to lead out in. Have a conversation with your small group. Talk to them about what's been going on in your heart. Invite people into the process. Just take one small step forward. And then the D is do it again and again and again. Well, I hope that today you were encouraged to lead out. This habit is so incredibly important. And one of the reasons it's important is because we lead out because Jesus did more than just lead out for us. He is the one that we follow. And what we believe as Jesus followers is that 2,000 years ago, God sent himself to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, that he lived a perfect life, showing us what it is to love people and to reach out to those who are on the margins and to love your enemies and even those who are oppressing you. It's amazing what he did. And he healed people and he raised people from the dead and he did so many incredible things. And then he died an unfair and an unjust death. But he wasn't murdered, no. He willingly gave up his life for you and for me. And 3 days later, he was resurrected from the grave. And the same power that resurrected him from the grave is available for you and I every single day. See, because he led out, we have an opportunity to follow him. And today, if you haven't made that decision, I just want to take a second and to pray for you. Are you ready? All right. Father God, I thank you for those who are searching for you. I pray that their hearts right now would be stirred and that they would decide to follow you in a new and a powerful way. God, I thank you that all we have to do is just say, Lord, I believe. I want to go on this journey with you and help me. And you are there immediately. So Lord, wherever they are, at home or at work, in their cars, I pray that you would meet them, that you would love them, that you would see them, and that they would know that you are there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.